Boy, are we on our way to a bicycle trip, and if you don't think that you can handle it mentally and psychologically in what you're going to hear about a famous bicycle trip, and then recreations of that bicycle trip. We're going to hear about Iron Riders. We're going to hear about Buffalo Soldiers. So many legacy things, all centering around Wallace this weekend, and very much centering around an event tomorrow from 2 to 5 at that really lovely Northern Pacific Railway Depot Museum, a real crown jewel of Wallace, and generally things going on in the area. And so let's get right in on that. And Dave Copeland of the Wallace Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Vern.
It's always a pleasure to have you here because I know you're going to bring us something interesting and fascinating and something that really deals with the unique and wonderful history of Wallace, which is more multifaceted than some people would like to believe. Mm-hmm. What's the overview on the relationship with the Iron Riders, the Buffalo Soldiers, and we'll along the way identify what all these terms mean?
Well, the Buffalo Soldiers are the all-African American units that were created in 1866. And Wallace's association with these troops, and they have an amazing history, is that they saved the town. They enforced martial law in the 1890s mining wars. Mm-hmm. They helped save the town in the Great Fire of 1910. But in regards to this weekend's event, we are commemorating the June 1897 ride that the men of the 25th Infantry Regiment out of Fort Missoula did. They actually did 1,900 miles on that trip. And Mr. Bobby McDonald, who's here with us today, and Mr. Ron Jones, C.F. Brown, and William Byers have all agreed to come up and commemorate that ride this June, this weekend, as a matter of fact. Bobby can tell you a little bit more about the whole history of using bicycles to move troops, but it was an experiment to use these conveyances over the toughest terrain in the continent with the toughest troops. And at that time, it was the Buffalo Soldiers, the 25th Infantry Division at Fort Missoula, Montana, who incidentally were the same group that were in Wallace in 1892, helping to restore order.
Yeah, well, it's a great legacy there. And so good morning, Bobby McDonald.
Good morning, Vern. Thank you for having me.
And I know that you have many aspects of telling African-American history, but let's just focus right down on this one, that 1897 ride. And as David expressed, it was kind of a test pilot sort of thing. It was the most grueling thing they could have done. What do you tell us about what really caused the 1897 ride to happen, and why the Buffalo Soldiers were chosen for it?
The United States Army at that time was looking at other ways to mobilize the army, and they used Lieutenant Moss came out and he was a bicyclist, mm-hmm. and the army at that time was looking at ways to get rid of the horses. Mm-hmm. They wanted to get rid of the cavalry and find another mobile way, because mm-hmm. back east in New York and back east they were riding bicycles, mm-hmm. and so they decided to put something together. And when they came out here, the original group was about eight gentlemen, and then it got to 20. And they decided to take this ride and go from Fort Missoula, Montana, all the way to St. Louis, Missouri. And it was interesting, as you get deeper into it, there were no roads. And
well, yeah.
There were no roads. And they actually patrolled Yellowstone on bicycles. And as they were going through certain towns that had roads, the townspeople charged them money to go through, but basically riding on the backs of the railroad tracks. And it took them 41 days to go across the country into St. Louis. However, they got cheered every time they came in, and the Army had already set up a code and a set of books for them to learn how to do drills on the bicycles. So when it was a pretty neat thing. But unfortunately, the Spanish-American War kicked off, and that kind of eliminated the bicycles.
And so there have been many examples of that, an experiment that seemed to succeed, but then the result didn't happen. So several things about what you've just said. One, for those of us who ride bicycles, the ordeal of only having at best the edge of a railroad track to ride. That just must have been excruciating hard work.
Not only that, Spalding at that time donated the bikes, so the Army really didn't buy the bikes. They were gifts or they were used as experiments. So you now had to deal with tires, which really weren't a big deal at that time, because we hadn't started making tires at that point in time. And you had the chains, you had all these different things. And plus the backpacks or the baggies they carried was 60 pounds. So if you look at the bike, you had to put a rifle on it, you had to carry your provisions on it, you had to carry your tent and your blankets, all those kinds of accoutrements to go along with being in the service on this bicycle.
It certainly makes it pale in comparison all the people that do long-distance bicycling with their support vehicles and all that, because no support vehicles, everything that they carried had to be carried on the bicycle, all the spare parts, the tires, the everything, right? Yeah. Well, and sidebar, was it pneumatic tires or were they hard rubber tires?
The rubber.
Just hard rubber.
Hard rubber.
No air in them.
No.
So, therefore...
We weren't that sophisticated yet.
Yeah, no flat tires, but which is good, but also then even more ordeal over all those rocks along the edge of the road. That would have been really hard. About how many miles a day would they do, typically?
It depended on the number of days. We looked at the ways they had set up rations along the along the way, so they would... It took them, like I said, for 41 days. Some days they went further than the other because, again, this had never been done before. So, but they knew certain towns that they had to be in and a certain days that they had to be in. But on the big, and I can't see it here, but on the big chart that I have, we pretty much laid out the whole time and the days and stuff on it. But, yeah, they had it prepared. But they just didn't, I can't tell you exactly each day.
But it would average about 50 miles a day just to do the real rough math of 40 days and 2,000 miles, that it would be something like that.
But from Fort Missoula to St. Louis, and a gateway to the west, right? Yeah.
And so there's simply the ordeal of that bicycle ride. Now let's really hone in on the 25th Regiment, what was it at Fort Missoula, and the legacy of the Buffalo Soldiers from 1866 up to that point, 1897. I gather by 1866, where they were formed just at the end of the Civil War.
They were formed at the end of the Civil War, thanks to U.S. Grant and the Congress, July 28, 1866. They formed the 9th Cavalry and the 10th Cavalry and put them, the 9th Cavalry was down in Greenville, Louisiana, New Orleans. And then the 10th Cavalry was formed and put out at Fort Leavenworth. There were, for sake of time, there were four units that were formed, the 38th, the 39th, 40th, and 41st, but infantry. But a couple years later, they formed, they took the 38th and the 40th and made the 24th, and then the 39th and the 41st and made the 25th Infantry. So that's what we usually talk about.
And then why and how did the 25th Infantry get to this part of the country?
Because they put the infantry all over the country to help with the West, to help build the towns, to help be the marshals, to work with the Army to look at the bandits and needless to say, the Indians at that point in time, and anything that came up. So not only did the Buffalo Soldiers come out to help build the country and marshal the country, but pretty much help build the West.
Mm-hmm. And they served with distinction.
Yeah.
18 Medal of Honor awardees from the 25th Infantry Division up in 1899.
And it was also an opportunity for a living. I mean, $13 a month and $156 a year was a lot of money back in those days during the Reconstruction.
Dave, my two guests, we've been hearing from Bobby McDonald, who was taking this ride, Dave Copeland of the Wallace Chamber of Commerce. It seems like I've heard that when they were called on to deal with the 1890 labor unrest, it wasn't a real easy time, and there was some tension, including possibly because of their race, because it was African Americans who were brought in to deal with trying to get in the middle of a labor problem. Is there any truth to anything I'm saying there?
From the research that I've done, these were the best soldiers serving out West. If you take a look at other units that were not all African-American units, the desertion rate was huge.
Mm-hmm.
But the men of the 25th Infantry Regiment, the men of the Buffalo Soldiers serving all over the country, stayed there. They were awarded, like I said, the 18 mm-hmm. Medal of Honor winners. Mm-hmm. Their reputation for valor and sticking with it impressed everyone they served with. And so when you're going to have this kind of labor strife with mass incarceration and bullets flying everywhere, you want the most professional soldiers mm-hmm. you can get. And that's why they were employed. They're also very close.
Sure.
So the Army just got the best troops they mm-hmm. had for that, and that happened to be the ones serving in Fort Missoula.
But I guess where I'm really going with this, there wasn't a racism issue.
Yes, there was.
Okay, thank
yes,
you.
There was. Yes,
as
there
our
was.
African-American yeah. person here, yeah. talk about that.
Well, the thing is, the thing that most people don't know is they didn't know all the things that the Buffalo Soldiers did, which is one of the reasons why I'm on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our guys, we're here to really go up and take that trail, to go through six different states to find out how all this meshed about. It's easy to talk about what the Buffalo Soldiers did, but to fall in their footsteps and then kind of get it in your mind's eye how this really, really happened. And then you learn these things. My dad and my four uncles were Buffalo Soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ron Jones' dad, mm-hmm. who got me involved, was a Buffalo Soldier mm-hmm. during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So we're descendants of. So it's even more ingratiated in me to go out and tell these stories about
sure.
these men. Now, going back to the strife, and again, with the miners and the towns, you helped build the towns, you marshaled the towns, you made everything. But by the way, you can't stay in the towns. You have to go downriver and stay.
That infamous right. thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to know. You can help us, but we want you over here when you do. Even
Louis Armstrong can play a big concert in Spokane, but he can't stay in the Davenport Hotel,
Or Sammy Davis Jr.,
yeah. Yeah.
Or as my dad used to say, I said, did you ever go to a USO show in overseas? He said, yeah, in Marseille, France. But the black soldiers were on one side, and that's the thing yeah. that Lena Horn came out about, because she went out, she moved the stage to go sing to the black troops,
sure.
which was unheard of.
Yeah.
But no, but they understood the job that they had to do. They very much so understood that. And again, a lot of them were slaves or coming out of the services, so there was nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they understood the value of being in the service, being a part of something, having an opportunity to have some money. But again, you had to be in a situation where this is okay for you to do, but by the way, you need to stay over here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And so now let's move in specifically on a few things going on here. This is the Iron Riders in Wallace right now. I guess a few of them are on the trail, the Hiawatha Trail, checking that out, that fabulous bicycle trail that's above Wallace, coming between, and then the long tunnel between Montana and Idaho. So they're there. And then there's this very specific event tomorrow from 2 to 5 at the Pacific, the Northern Pacific Railway Depot Museum. But then back to you, Bobby. Talk about this replicating this ride. Now, we've talked about the original 1,900-mile ride from Fort Missoula to St. Louis. Then wasn't it about, 30, 40 years ago that this ride got replicated?
I believe it was.
Yeah.
The reason why we're here, because Dave called the trooper Ron Jones last year and asked him to be involved with it. But Trooper Jones, we had something else to do, so we didn't do it. And then Ron called and told me about it and said, you know, Bobby, we ought to get after this. And so we've been planning this for a year. And the joke behind this is C.F. Brown, who's with us, the other trooper, is the one that got us, me and Ron, to ride in the Rose Parade.
Oh, okay.
So he was the one that helped set the Rose Parade group up when the Buffalo Soldiers that your audience and you see every January 1st, okay? And so we got a chance to ride. In fact, actually, I rode Trooper Brown's horse. And then when Ron says we're going to get together and do the bicycle thing, and I said, oh, wow, now I don't have to put sugar in my pocket. I don't have to put the horse away wet. I don't have to fall off. You know, I don't have to practice. You know, so we decided to do that. And then that's why we're here. We've done several bike rides and several parades. But this was unique because we knew we wanted to go to Fort Missoula, where it really started. Mm-hmm. But Dave, having a conversation with Dave and finding out about some of the history that was here in Wallace, in historic Wallace, you know, that and the thing that we, to get more involved and to mm-hmm. be involved and know what the bike riot was about mm-hmm. and to know that the Buffalo soldiers came in and helped fight the fires, and which was something a lot of the military guys did.
Sure.
But to this thing, to being up here, learning more about this, more of the Idaho than potatoes and other things, and to find out that silver and, you know, it's a learning process. Yeah. It's an education, just like I'm trying to do with you and in the audience. Mm-hmm. Let them know that the Buffalo soldiers were part of mm-hmm. our history that made this country.
Yeah. So what's the time? Oh, yeah.
I was going to say that what we told Ron was like, listen, all you reenactors, you're in your 70s. You don't want a bicycle 1,900 miles or 3,000 miles. Let's just do a nice ride down the Hiawatha Trail. It's all downhill, or the Trail of the Coeur d'Alenes, and it'll be a much less grueling trip, and you can still tell the history of this amazing ride.
Yeah, and three of us are Vietnam veterans. And we brought William Byers along, who's our little filmmaker and documentary, so we're documenting this all the way, so we'll be able to do something at the Black Chamber Banquet here coming up in August. So.
What's the Black Chamber Banquet?
I run the Black Chamber of Commerce of Orange County. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to talk the historic Wallace Chamber of being a sister group, a sister chamber with me.
Oh, that's
and so
right.
And we have a in fact, the Black Chamber out in Orange County will be 35 years old this year. So we always do a historical thing, and so we're probably more than likely we'll probably have a little documentary and show a little bit of the trip and key on being in Wallace and this at our banquet and kick it off there. Yeah.
Nice. So two different cultures in a sense.
But it's all about business. It's all about history. It's all about making things better, amelioration.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about.
Sure. Yeah. Bobby McDonald, who's come here from California to do this. So this will be just through the weekend here. In Wallace. So the specific event and then just the things over the next couple of days is
that Bobby and CF and William and Ron are our guests. Mm-hmm. We're throwing out the red carpet for them. Mm-hmm. We want to show them as much of Wallace as possible. We're really proud to be associated with this group, with the Iron Riders and with Buffalo Soldier Reenactors. So we also want to tell the story of not just the ride, but the experience of Buffalo Soldiers in our area. And so they've been very kind to meet and greet the public from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Northern Pacific Railroad Depot Museum. They have all these informational presentations they can give to folks. And you can't see it here on the radio, but Mr. McDonald brought in a great pop-up here about the Iron Riders ride and the original replica bicycles. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're having a ball hosting them. These are great guys. It's really a lot of fun. We've been working with them for months now, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
I mean, we drove in yesterday, and they're on the marquee at the Wallace Inn. It says Iron Riders. And as a funny aside, it's almost in the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin, and he gets his name in the phone book. I am somebody. I'm in the book. I'm in the book. Yeah.
Great.
We're on the marquee.
Yeah. Bobby McDonald, who's the guest in the Wallace and into the area, along with your friends from the Iron Riders and Dave Copeland from the Wallace Chamber of Commerce. Thank you both for this wonderful illumination. Have a great weekend doing this.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Thanks.
Thank you, Vern.